Welcome to His Ability, a show that speaks out to the handicapped community. Your host is the owner of Ayudhale Home Care Plus. And now, here's your host, Lynn Suzak.
Hi, thanks for joining me. I'm Lynn Suzak, your host, and I have John on with me today, my producer. Hi, John.
Hi, Lynn. How are you?
Hi, thanks for coming on again.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
You're such a good listener. I just have to have you on with me. we were talking, John, last week about some of the things that God's been doing in my life that I wanted to help others and by talking about them. The things about being a Christian, giving your life to God, is he takes the driver's spot in your driving, you know, in life. And now I'm the co-pilot. I've been giving him the wheel for quite a while because basically, you know, when I had my injury in 1985, and I've been in a wheelchair since then, I, you know, kind of gave up on my plan, and that's God has a way of doing that. And I said, well, I don't know what you have planned, God, but let's see what you have in store for me. Right. And he's just opened doors that, you know, when so much of my ability was taken away from me physically, all I had left was, you know, whatever came my way that I could do, I wanted to do for God, you know. And we talked about the fact that one of the first things that happened was, you know, I was married and I had my accident 3 days later, and then you know, we dealt with that, and we ended up having children, you know, right away. Actually, we didn't plan it, but we didn't want to stop it. It's kind of difficult to do anyway with things that you can't use, you know, when you're in my situation, dangerous, you know, just against my beliefs and so forth. So, you know, I 8 months later I was pregnant with Bethany, and we ended up having 5 children over the course of our marriage.
Amazing number.
And that was something I said yes to. You know, I said, all right, you know, it's something. I mean, who am I to say no to something as miraculous as having children when there's so many other things I can't do? So I gave that worry and that fear up and said yes. So, you know, John, when you're a Christian, there's a lot of things that we say no to, isn't there?
Sure.
You know,
a lot.
That's what the world thinks about Christianity, is a bunch of no's,
negatives.
But, you know, along with those no's, it's our responsibility to say yes to many things that God puts in our path, and fear many times stops us from doing that, don't you think?
Oh, for sure. Fear can stop a lot.
Yeah, fear is powerful. In fact, that's how so many people control others, you know, when they do terrible things to people in crimes. Fear controls you.
Mm-hmm. Can I ask you a question about your pregnancies? Did you ever feel like God came to you and said, it's time for you to have a kid? Or was it more on you going, you know, yes? What was it?
Actually, I didn't get any word from God saying, let's have children now. Mm-hmm. But I was married, and there were things that I was able to do, and I wasn't going to stop pregnancy, you know, the natural course of pregnancy from happening. Mm-hmm. I didn't do anything in a way of contraception, and there were things that, you know, the just different types of contraception that were not good for me, and there were things that just weren't going to work, and there were things that I wasn't comfortable with, you know, you know, things that, you know, I guess that kill, you know, I'm not for abortion at all. So, when I did get pregnant, actually, we talked about the fact that, you know, unfortunately, there are doctors that suggest, well, are you going to keep the baby?
Oh,
and that happened to me. So
I can't believe that story.
You know, it happens to a lot of people, and I did not stop that. I didn't stop that pregnancy. I didn't choose to have an abortion, and those were saying yes to God as far as I was concerned, you know, his plan. So there were a lot of questions, a lot of fears that I had about how am I going to raise this child through having help in the house and my husband, and, or are we going to be able to handle it? But that was part of trusting in the Lord. So you know, does that answer your question?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
Okay, thanks for asking, because that's what you're here for. You know, you're my audience. You represent the audience, and I know they have questions as they're listening.
Do. So I'll try to best ask you some good questions.
Go ahead, just shoot them in there. The next thing that we talked about was that I began, after about 10 years, you know, after I had my five children, I did go through divorce with my first husband, and I began to consider driving, because they told me I could drive, but we just didn't do that. There was a fear on my husband's part, and I didn't pursue it. Plus, the pregnancies were kind of holding me back from doing that, you know. So when I was done having children and I needed to be more independent, and there was something else out there I could do to help my kids, you know, that I could drive them. That was a huge thing.
Oh, it's really big.
I needed to have available to me. And, you know, I had insurance that would cover that. So I was not going to let fear hold me back again. Mm-hmm. And I chose to drive. And so, as you know, we have this handicapped vehicle that's pretty cool, isn't it?
It's very cool.
You just helped me on the way in, and we can't get the remote to work out here with the radio tower.
Those darn towers.
Yeah, but that's the only place I really can't get in and out of the car by myself is here. So anyway, that driving is another big thing that God brought me through. The next thing I can remember is I was a single mother, and I needed income that more than what I had in Social Security, and to keep the house. And there was, you know, just a whole lot of financial issues. It was a really hard time, of course, as any divorce is. So it was time for me to consider what could I do now. And of course, I asked God, "What am I going to do?" So I considered you know, the thought was coming to me about actually working, and I could drive now.
Yeah.
And what kind of work could I do outside the home, and how is that going to work with the aid and all that? It was very complicated. But I did end up working, and I came to work at a credit union, a very large credit union that I used to work at, and at DFCU Financial.
Oh,
it used to be
Dearborn?
Yeah, Dearborn Federal Credit Union.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they're
good people over there.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I worked there for 7 years, and they, you know, they worked it out. But, you know, God had a lot of things to do to make that happen, and just my experience has been you know, try. Just put a step forward and see what happens. If somebody else closes the door, then I can't do it. So that's kind of how I do a lot of my decision making. If I don't know what to do, and I ask God to close the door if He can't, if I don't know what I'm doing, you know, what I should do. So we kind of went over that in the last the last time. And the next thing I wanted to talk about was the next decision I can think of that I said yes to was scary, was dating my husband. You know, we have a whole program on that, and you can find it on hisability.com in our archive programs, and how my husband and I got together. And dating was a kind of a thing that I really didn't know if I wanted to do, and but it kind of came naturally with my husband, and it was a big thing for him to say yes to, of course.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I would say more so on his end than mine, probably, but all the things to consider with my handicap, my kids, and everything. But, you know, God really, really made that happen. And that's something that's, you know, I can think of a lot of people that, you know, hold back on things that they could do just out of fear. And that was a very blessed experience. I'm still enjoying that. That turned into my marriage. I'm remarried, and
that's great.
We are just celebrated our third anniversary.
Third,
yeah, and it seems like, in a good way, a longer time than that. We just both feel like we've been together forever, and we've just really, I just have a wonderful relationship.
That's
so
great.
Saying yes to God has turned into one good thing after another, and I mean, it's just amazing when I, you know, tell people where I'm at right now with with my business and everything. That's the next thing.
Yeah, your business really grew.
Yeah, that was a big thing. The next thing I was going to mention is opening my business. We had the opportunity that it presented itself because of the problems I was having with agencies, one after another. And the last one I was with, I said, when this doesn't work out, if it stops working out for everybody, I'm going to open my own. I'm tired of going from agency to agency. And we have some programs about that and how that worked out. You can find those on our website too. But opening a Udalay Home Care Plus was something that happened 4 years ago. We started in my home and opened an office there and started with my own care, being my first client myself. And then we decided to go, I had friends that helped me open that. And then, you know, we did all the legal works and God just put people in my life. You know, that's what happens when you say yes to something that God's doing in your life. And you know, he's in it because he makes things happen and they work out, you know, and it's just wonderful to experience the blessings of working with God, you know.
Yeah.
And it's his company. And then surrounding myself with Christians is another non-compromising thing that I've done. Make sure I want to keep myself surrounded with Christians. This is his company.
Yeah.
The next big decision that I made was advertising with WMUZ that I could think of. And I've really enjoyed that. We've been advertising on Bob Duco and then now this His Ability program.
Yes, big step, the program.
We like the connection we have here. But that was a huge decision.
Yeah.
And we, we had to work through some things, but, you know, we did. And we really benefited from it. Mm-hmm. We've grown. We've got 30 cases now, John.
That's amazing. 30. When I met you, you had 5.
Yeah, we're hiring and hiring. And we've got 4 or 5 people in the office. We've got an after-hours person. And every time I need somebody more, and every time the burden gets a little too heavy, we just hire another person. And, you know, I just don't. Can't just take anyone, you know. It's really important who they are, and God brings somebody that we know into.
Sometimes it's difficult when you're growing to keep the personability of the business, the core essence of the business, there, because it's hard.
I would say it's a big chess game. You know,
yes,
my husband and I are into chess, and it's amazing how much that my thinking is like chess. You know, if I do this, this is going to happen. If I do that, I think this is going to happen, and I have to keep myself 3 or 4 steps ahead. You know, that's about as much as I can do in chess. If you're really good, you can do like more steps ahead. So, God's looking out ahead for us. So, that is the last thing I can talk about today.
Oh, well, I got a question for
you. Go ahead.
Have you ever thought about adventure sports?
Well, I've done some sports in the wheelchairs. Is that what you're talking about?
You want to go skydiving?
No, I did water skiing.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know about, we've done some water skiing.
How did you do water skiing?
Well, I still have to talk about that. That place, it's a wheelchair sports organization. And
a special ski or something?
Yeah, they have a ski for handicapped people. And they have the boat taking you and then a boat alongside jump in. You know, it's kind of a lot to make somebody in my position drive or water ski. They've got hand cycles, all kinds of things you can do.
Cool.
But thank you. I'll have to talk to you about that. I don't know about skydiving. I don't think walking I would want to do skydiving, though. I'm sorry.
Well, we're going to go at the end of the summer. No, I've never been before.
I might go watch.
So we're going to try it out and see how it goes.
Well, cool. Yeah. That's, you know, you got to go with what God's leading you to do. I'm not going to do what he's leading you to do.
He's not telling you to do that, right?
Right. I don't think so. All right. Next week, we'll talk about a few more things, and we'll move on from there.
Okay,
thanks for listening. Thanks, John.
Thanks for listening to His Ability. You can email Lynn at life@hisability.com. That's life@hisability.com. Or visit hisability.com. If you're in the need of home health care, please call a Udalay at 734-261-1220. That's 734-261-1220. Thanks for tuning in, and you can hear His Ability every Sunday at 2 p.m. right here on WMUZ 103.5, The Light.